do the official introduction.
Hi, good afternoon. I know it's been a long day, guys. Thank you for hanging in there. So today we have
Adrian.
And he is a sponsor for this workshop, and he's sponsoring by Zeal Creative. And he's going to be talking about AI tools for digital evangelism.
All right. How many people here use AI in a conscious way? You're probably using it no matter whether you like it, dislike it, know you're using it or not. Anything that your phone is completing when you're texting, it's all AI. The apps have been forced on you. If you use your, if you have a smartphone, you're using AI. And so, I guess, all right, so this is everyone here. So, hi, I'm Adrian. Like I was introduced by Ingrid. My company is called Zeal Creative, which I started in October 2023 when I used to work for a full-time production company doing a lot of video work. You maybe see me running around taking photos and videos, do a lot of stuff for the Mission Church and other brands or companies that like what I do. And so really with the onset of AI being introduced in a more public way is when I saw the opportunity to leave my full-time job because I was able to condense so much of my 40-hour work week into one day that I realized I'm going to end up getting paid the same amount even though I've been able to shrink my work hours to a very bare minimum. And so I would have just ended up really getting punished for becoming better at finishing tasks. And as you've probably noticed, if you've done anything with AI, whether that's through ChatGPT users, where are you at? Okay. Claude users, all right, we're gonna have a dodgeball fight at the end of the class. ChatGPT versus Claude. And really, what I started thinking about was how do we leverage this with churches, but in a way that's not violating all of the real integrity things that we think about. For example, the person who you've heard someone say, write a sermon on whatever, and it's like, wow, that's really what preaching has come down to. That's a really sad state of affairs. And so what we don't want to do is treat AI like a well, where we're going to it as the source of water, of inspiration, where it's the main thing. We want to treat it more of like a shovel, right? We know there's already treasure there in the content that we have. How can we best redistribute a lot of the things that we already have and maybe even multiply it to condense our own time and buy ourselves back time so that we can do other things like being with people. For me, it's being with my almost 3 and almost 1 year old and my wife, right? So I want AI to help me buy back time so I can spend time with my family. So we have our different reasons for why we're using it. And so really, even though it says the sermon, the main thing for this is any kind of long form content, right? So podcast episodes. A lot of us are in ministry-related circles, so we're going to use the example of a sermon. And what I want to do in this is really show and less teach. There's so much you can look up. This is not an introductory to what AI is. This is more what would we do if we had the transcript of the pastor's sermon, the transcript of a podcast, and how can we turn that into multiple posts throughout the week, multiple items, so that if you, I were to ask any of us here, hey, what did, can you summarize the message from last Sunday? It would be really hard for many people, sometimes by the end of that Sunday, to summarize what they heard in the morning, because we're so inundated with other messages. We scroll, we leave church really happy, we start scrolling, we see things that make us upset, sad, and all of a sudden, our whole day can be shifted so much. And so how throughout the week, if you're, for example, a church social media manager, or you're someone who's, you're in your own, you're doing your own ministry, work, and how can you keep on getting that message out without having to reinvent something that you've already spent maybe hours in study, prayer, preparation. For example, again, by Wednesday, most people have forgotten what they've heard on Sunday. So again, AI doesn't create the message. We want it to distribute it, right? Not as a well, but as a shovel. So your social media, for most people, you understand this already, is your front door, right? It's where people go and they see the front of your store. And before they ever go inside, they've probably watched what you've put online. They've either visited your social media, they've either, for me, when it's photo, video work, people, they want to see what work I've done in the past. A lot of this is the same. So what is your brand already doing? What is your church already doing? And people are encountering what you're putting forth as the culture of your brand, your church, through the social media platforms, TikTok, Google, before they ever attend a service, before they ever reach out to you. So the opportunity is, what if one sermon could become 10 pieces of content to last you all week? This is really big. So instead of, if you look on many churches' social media, it's a clip from Sunday maybe, and then it's just all of the events. It's event promo, right? Like the whole social media platform has just become, what's happening? You can't miss this. And it's like, maybe you can miss this, right? If we can be honest, like, you don't have, what if we were giving people the word in different variations and forms of what they already heard Sunday to keep them encouraged, to keep them reminded, to keep them rehearsing, right? As we said, like, the word, right? We know it's, as soon as it's sown by the sower, the birds come, right? The words of life come to choke out the word. And so that's what's happening throughout the week. And this is our way of combating that. So again, a workflow, really simple. You can take a photo of this. Again, all of this will be provided. And you can always reach out to me if you somehow miss whatever they put online. But we have many pastors, they have, or churches, they have the live stream. So you have the full video file. If you're not a video editor yourself, if you're not like a CapCut user or Premiere user, there's a platform called Opus Clip where you can just drop the link of the YouTube sermon and it will cut it up for you. It will give you clips for you. It's not as customizable for my taste, but if you're not an editor, then this is a great place. It's where podcasters drop the whole episode into it. And it finds automatically the 5 to 10 best moments. And so you can schedule those things throughout the week. That can be YouTube Shorts. That can go up on all of the different platforms. And again, you can customize all of that. Then what we're gonna look at is what to do with the transcript, really. Because I think this is a very big missing part of, and a missing opportunity. There's platforms like Descript, Riverside, YouTube. If you go onto any church's YouTube and you were to scroll down, you can search the sermon by transcript. You can just select that, select all with that, and you have a transcript without going through any kind of other platform. And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna take that transcript, we're gonna paste it into, if we have time, we'll do both ChatGPT and Claude, and we'll ask it to pull points without changing the content, without changing the theology, the meaning of what was being said, quotes, carousels, and a blog. Any bloggers, Substack people here? But you can, if you have a blog on a blog section on your website, if you have a Substack, which acts as like a newsletter, that's like a really big thing. A lot of other clients that are not even in church, they use Substack to take all of their, I work with one lady, she's a medical doctor, she podcasts, and every single one of our episodes with her guest, we turn that into a Substack blog, and it takes 5 minutes. So we'll check that out. So here's another great page to take a photograph of pretty much what we're gonna tell the AI to do. Extract the five main points from the sermon while preserving the pastor's wording. Extract eight powerful quotes under 20 words each. Preserve the pastor's exact wording. Create a six-slide carousel, slide one, etc. Again, here's a sample. Sorry, I see some people were going to take a photo of that. Here's a sample of what a schedule could look like for the week without you having to actually create something new. And you can still distribute your event graphics, event recap stuff in between that. But again, we want to also leverage the channels to reach people who aren't automatically following us. And these are great ways because a lot of this stuff is shareable versus somebody who didn't attend an event. They're not going to share the event photos with all their friends. But if there was something inspirational that encouraged them, as you probably shared Spurgeon's quotes or something like that from, you know, like there's so many things that we're sharing regularly. And so this is a great way where instead of just sharing the content of people that we don't actually have a real connection with, right? It's incredible to share a powerful preaching clip, but you may not even know that pastor, right? And so what a wonderful ability that we have to take your pastor's work or whoever you want and redistribute that as a trustworthy voice, because it's not just you sharing someone else's thing who you don't know, it's someone who you actually trust. So there's just levels of, not as many levels of separation from the primary voice. All right, let's try a live demo. All right, let's go to HP Summit. All right, I have a Easter transcript from Pastor Greg Johnson. I'm sure he won't mind me using this, as I do it all the time for him. So. So again, this is something just from a couple weeks ago. So I'm going to paste this in here. I'm going to go to our 5 points part and scroll up. We'll either put it at the very beginning. Is this all making sense so far? Great. I want to really just show you what we got here. Just so you can see it, like, in live action.
Which AI are you using right now?
So this is ChatGPT right now. Only because Claude will do a lot more thinking, or I don't know if you can call it thinking. But if you're not a designer or have any kind of design experience, Claude is great because it can actually, you can throw in your church's website, your church's brand guidelines, fonts that you use, and it'll create based on that. And then a Substack blog. All right, let's see. See if I'm connected to the internet, am I? Oh my gosh. Yeah. So it extracted, based on the transcript, the 5 main sermon points. So if you were to do this, if you had design skills, this first thing could be your first carousel. If you create in Canva a quote template, you've got 8 quotes right here. Again, some of this, you know, without context may not make sense. But again, this is just the quote. You could always add more context and a caption. But if you heard the message, it was all about a buried Jesus that people, they come in maybe once or twice a year and they appreciate Jesus, but then they leave him in the tomb, right? Mm-hmm. So a buried Jesus doesn't interrupt your life. So that's a great line, but that's pulled directly from what he said. So we're not using it to make up something that someone didn't say. That's what we're talking about, not having integrity with what we're putting out, or having integrity. Jesus is not a truth. Jesus is the truth. And then a slide carousel. You know, let him out of the tomb. Like, that's a great title. And then it gives us all the rest of the slides and the points. And then it's a blog draft. So again, you can, the more you input into this, the more it begins to learn based on the context. And so this is just starting a brand new thread, and it's really close to what was already in Pastor Greg's original transcript. Imagine with 20 messages over time, how much more detailed and how much pinpointed this could be. And so,
is there a way that you can organize the chats? So if you're doing stuff for like this for your church to have this, but if you use it for something else to have this,
yeah.
So then that way,
if you look at on the left here, I've got like my categories.
So if you put it under categories, then if you have another chat in there, it'll use just those.
Yeah, it'll and you can say like only use the chats in. You're literally like instructing it, like as you go along, and then these recent ones are just like me being too lazy to go on Google and just doing my search right in here. But let's what I want to do is let's see what Claude would do. Generate also the graphics. Yeah.
Do you have a preference which one you use? Can you be the blog?
So I've recently started using Claude, only because there are a lot more integrations with like the Chrome browser. You can actually instruct it to organize files on your computer. You can give it control over your desktop. And again, I'm shooting hundreds of photos. And so instead of me going to relabel photos, I can tell Claude to do that. And so for me, it's about removing the busy work. That's not actually getting stuff done, but prior to this would have taken so many hours. And I personally just don't want to bill for busy work. Like, I want to show like productivity. I want to show the final product. So obviously there's certain things that maybe in the past you could have billed for, but you can't, or you could have marked down as work hours, but you can't because now it's just way too streamlined. So again, this is, you know, taking a little bit of time, but if there's any questions while we wait to see what.
Do you find the free versions beneficial for you, or did you find yourself having to upgrade?
So chat gives you a lot more conversation tokens than Claude. I use it for so many different things that I've upgraded. It's worth for me the $20 a month for each platform, and you're saving so much time on certain things. So even if you were saying like, oh man, like I $20 a month, that's like another subscription, what would you do if it saved you 20 hours a week? Is that worth $20 to you? So that, like, that to me is how I look at it. So I know like what I'm billing, I know how much certain things take for me to do, and the amount of time to save this just helps me justify like my time. And again, for me, I want time with my family. So
you understand the need, but you understand the workload too.
Yeah. If you're using it just to make cartoons of stuff, then probably not, right?
Can you make like a prepackaged script that you could have it dump off this week's pastor's message and have it automatically create the stuff and populate the website for you and walk away?
So the short answer is probably yes. You just have to kind of really explore And again, this is scratching the surface of like what Claude is able to do. Like, they're updating these models all the time. And so prior to this, like, it's only recently able to make all of these graphics. Before, you used to have to either try to connect it to Canva or just copy the information, but you do the design layer yourself. Like, a lot of this, okay, so it's kind of pulling maybe some of the same things, but it's already giving you like this is very much almost ready to go. It's got like Mission Church at the bottom, a quote, headline, point two, like, so this is something that you could download the graphics, put in an email, and blast out to your church as like a daily encouragement. And so, yeah, somebody who, you know, is on the go is just seeing like, oh, great. Like, I just, and so you're constantly, it's about multiple touch points as well, so that you don't feel like, okay, we posted our live stream and now the work is done for the rest of the week. And this would have maybe taken to do all this. This might have been by scratch, man, like 3 hours to do that we've done in less focused time than a workshop here.
Do you ever use it to make, or maybe I don't know if you make them, but like we make pastor slides. Do you feel like they would ever get to making slides for our pastors?
Yeah, I'm. Let's see. Can you make sermon slides? So you can throw. I would throw in the past slides that you have done in it as an example to say, or create a mood board on Pinterest and say, hey, these are the design elements that I'm really into. This is what our pastor likes. And a big thing with this is like, I wouldn't publish this as Pastor Greg's blog without going over with it with him. Like, because he didn't write this, right? And so some, maybe it might be presenting this as an outline, saying like, hey, this is what we took from your sermon. Feel free to really leverage it, like if you want to put out stuff, or if we need to rephrase it as not coming from him, but based on this past Sunday's message, this is what like we provided.
Like, then like your perspective kind of, or something like that. Or
yeah, I mean, you can say like this is like from the Mission Church.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah.
So what do you do to keep out the AI language?
Well, that's where it comes to inputting more and more of the direct transcript, because the AI language is pulling from a general source of really some of the best writers, and that's kind of the sad part about people saying, oh, it sounds like AI, even to when it's real people who are actually gifted writers that are writing, because it was trained on how they wrote. And so it's a tough time to be a writer as far as like technically, but if you have good ideas, that far outweighs whatever the, you know, the technical like writing stuff that you're putting into it.
Claude, your voice skills, they have skills.
Yeah.
And you can create a whole document about words that you use or don't use, or mm-hmm. or things, and you just tell us my voice.
The phrase is
and then those, it sounds like.
Yeah, right, like, you know, the famous, oh, it's got a long M dash, therefore it must be, yeah, you can, you, if you've never used M dashes in your writing, like, you know, the long one, right, then you can train that and say like, hey, like, I've never used M dashes in my life. Don't do that. I mean, all the jokes are like, make it less robotic, less AI. You know, all the jokes is like, I'm going to sleep, come up with $1 million idea, and fully execute by the time I wake up, and deposit it in my account. It's, you know, it's silly, some of this, but it's almost, it's just doing so much of that kind of stuff that people are just willing to say, like, I wonder if I just told it to do that, what it would do. So again, it's, you know, it's taking, but you can go make a cup of coffee while this is like,
yeah, I'm just,
while this is doing this.
There are easier ways for me to make faster slides than I'm doing now.
Yeah, I think it might in a couple of, like I said, you know, Claude's a different, it's a different kind of output. Chat, you're just gonna get straight text on most of these things.
So in that sense, you would recommend Claude if you were trying to do faster slides. You
know? Mm-hmm. And again, we haven't even touched like based on like, you can integrate it into your Gmail. Again, part of it is like not everybody's gonna be comfortable integrating it into every single piece of private stuff. Yeah.
I just have like a question about if there's somebody like, let's just say, on the creative team that like is anti-AI, like how do you respond to that?
Do they have a cell phone? No, I get what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, they're like it's taking away from real artists.
Not genuine.
It's destroying ecosystems, creativity. Hey, I generally do believe if you use it to write all your stuff, you're gonna get dumber. I think so. I think that if you don't practice design skills, that you're not gonna become a good designer. I think if you outsource all creativity and all thinking to it, your brain's gonna become mush. And then if one day they pull the plug, if you don't agree to A, B, C, or D of whatever it is, and you don't know what to do with yourself after, then that's gonna be a real problem. So treating it as more of an editor, a collaborator, versus your brain. Yeah, you're a crutch.
I put a leash on it.
Yeah, but it is an ongoing back and forth. You know, I even hesitate to like, what should I say is even possible? Like, because we're trying to like do things like for God, right? We're trying to do things with God. And so, right, AI is not the Holy Spirit. So if we don't pray at all, but we just let AI do all of our content stuff with it, then yeah, I think we're missing a major aspect. But if it's certain things that it's like, man, I'm not a designer. I'm not good at, I don't have good grammar skills, but I have really great ideas and I need help like fleshing some of that out, then.
Also recommend Perplexity?
That new computer feature that they came out with, it like, so there's like Perplexity Computer, which now integrates like 5 different AI models because they each have their strengths. Like Claude is like a great thinking one. Other ones like Nano Banana is all about like design and creating realistic images, and so now it's using whichever AI model for that specific task, and it's running all of it simultaneously. So if you were to say like, hey, I want to create, not that you would, like a watch commercial, like it would use the best AI for scripting, it would use the best AI for creating a mood board, the best AI for like the different things. So yeah, I mean, but like I said, it's constantly, they're all competing against one another, and none of them have made money because it's all like projected billions that they've been invested into, which they haven't made back yet. So that's why everyone's like, the AI bubble's gonna pop, but it hasn't yet. So that's why we're using it. So I see a hand here. I guess I don't know what's going on with this, but
so just maybe like a practical question. So if you're a media manager at the church, right? How much time is that, like on a weekly basis, when you're creating the content, including photography, videography, stuff like that, integrated with this? How much time does it save?
So I maybe used to put. Like 40 hours let's just give Mission Church an example. I run the social media for Mission Church. But also they brought on, maybe, I don't know if anyone knows Analia. She does like incredible graphics, incredible designer. So some of it's been offloaded to where it was maybe like from 40 hours down to 20 hours. A month. And that includes, but I do the sermon reel by hand. Like they have I encourage, hey, have a videographer, not just pulling from the YouTube stream or the live stream. I want something like really crisp quality that makes somebody feel like they were in the seat. Because it's not just pulling the content, it's also like the quality, the presentation, and I'll caption all that custom in Premiere. And so that takes an hour, but I'm getting the transcript from that. I'm pulling, like, it's now auto caption, where before you used to have to type in, like, captions. Also, all the sermons that you see, the sermon reels that you see, the text going along, people used to have to type that in, and that used to be for every minute of a sermon reel was 1 hour. And now it's just, you pick the font, you pick how many words you want per line. So a lot of it's, you know, really.
Have you
been streamlined?
So,
1 minute.
Have you ever messed with sermon shots, though?
I haven't.
Would you say if you're paying for sermon shots, Opus Clips and Plot are probably better because it's free? Or cheaper?
Yeah, I mean, again, it just depends, like, how much you're using it, because you're going to run out of tokens real quick on Plot. Like, you can put together maybe a couple of graphics, and there's going to say, like, hey, you can't use this until 9 p.m. tonight. So if time is of essence, if the value that it's saving you, like for me, it's time. Like I bill on time. So for me, it's saving time so I can bill more, bear more fairly for what I feel is actual work and less
busy
like
work.
Busy work, right. Last question. And again, this didn't do it, but I hope you were able to get the gist. My email and is Adrian, or you can reach out to me at adrianpatarath.com. There's a contact form there. Or just talk to me whenever you see me. I'm actually doing little interviews of people on their experience at the summit. So if I approach you, like this gentleman here, please don't run away, because we use these those videos to encourage other people. Yeah. Sorry.